Thanks so much for joining us as we are spending 30 days for a deeper prayer life. So every believer needs times of refreshment, right? The journey is long with some uphill climbs. Like the psalmist in Psalm 63:1, our soul thirsts for God as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. There are days when we need renewal, we need refreshing. So check out this verse from the Old Testament, a verse written by the prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk 3:2. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. O Lord, renew them in our day, in our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. Boy, there's a lot to that prayer, isn't it? We'll just have a couple takeaways. Standing in awe of God, that's where this prayer begins. We cannot stand before the Creator without appropriate reverence. God tells us to come boldly to His throne. I know that. And yet, He's God. And we come boldly and we come with reverence. It's an amazing privilege to approach the eternal God and talk with Him. The writer of the Hebrews says we can do that with confidence. So one of the best descriptions of prayer I have ever read came from a 17th century Frenchman named François Fenelon. I first read this in one of Chuck Swindoll's books. I want to read it and follow Fenelon's powerful instruction. You just may want to note this prayer on your phone so you can go back to it and hear it again and read it again. This is an amazing description of prayer. You ready? Tell God all that is in your heart, as one unloads one's heart, its pleasures and its pains to a dear friend. Tell Him your troubles, that He may comfort you. Tell Him your joys, that He may sober them. Tell Him your longings, that He may purify them. Tell Him your dislikes, that He may help you conquer them. Talk to Him of your temptations, that He may shield you from them. Lay bare your indifference to good, your depraved taste for evil, your instability. Tell Him how self-love makes you unjust to others, how vanity tempts you to be insincere, how pride disguises you to yourself and others. If you pour out your weaknesses, needs, and troubles, there will be no lack of what to say. You will never exhaust the subject. It is continually being renewed. People who have no secrets from each other never want for subjects of conversation. They do not weigh their words, for there is nothing to be held back. Neither do they seek for something to say. They talk out of the abundance of their heart. Without consideration, they say what they think. And Fenelon ends it this way: blessed are they who attain to such familiar, unreserved conversation with God. Father, teach us to talk with You as one unloads one's heart, its pleasures and its pains, to a dear friend. Thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.